is the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirates Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Garrett Grady. Well, Coach, welcome back. Appreciate you coming in for the show. The Border Wars are over. For 2 years, I guess we're 1-1 in the Border Wars.
Right.
We'll beat
the Bowls.
Bowls first year, and we draw a short straw and get St. Augustine, a good powerhouse of a team, really. What's your thoughts on that game?
I mean, we went up against a really good opponent. I think we learned a lot from this game, and rather be tested earlier than later, so we can prepare ourselves a little bit better going into the season, we're about to start region play next week. But yeah, we learned a lot from this. I think whenever you lose or you have an opportunity to learn something, you can't waste it. You can't waste this loss, and we got to use it to our advantage now. It exposed some stuff for us where we got to get fixed. And hopefully, the message to the team was, how are you going to respond after a loss? We've won 23 regular season games in the past 3 years. And now we're going to, we got to start all over again. And how our guys reacted this week in practice told us a lot about our team. And the one thing I did like from the game is our guys never quit from start to finish. And that's something that we can build on and be proud of. But hats off to St. Augustine, the great football team. They're picked to win it in their classification in Florida, win the state championship. So what a great test for us.
Absolutely, and they had some athletic guys, just like you told us last week that we were going to see some of those wide receivers that were over 6 foot, 200 and fast, and that's exactly what we saw. So, like you said, it's good for our players to see that, because that's playoff talent, and that's what they're going to see
in November. They were very identical to somebody that we could see in the playoffs is Houston County. They had a great quarterback, great receivers, like I said before, and the quarterback was really, really good. I am moving in the pocket, distributing the football to his athletes in space. And then their defense did a really good job against our guys. So it was a great matchup, and we just got to learn what we did wrong and fix those mistakes and get better from it.
Absolutely. And their quarterback was a weapon, too. He was a running and throwing quarterback, and he ran that offense pretty efficient. So he had some talent as well. You said he was going somewhere.
Yeah, he's going to Wake Forest. One receiver they had, I think number two, is going to Florida State, and the other one's going to Florida. Running back's a three-star guy, so we were up against a really good team, and we just got to get better. We got to use that to fuel the fire so we can get better, and that's where we want to go. We want to keep going, and we talked about earlier about peaking and getting hit at the right time and not plateauing or going back down in the valley. But we definitely got to learn from this and move forward.
Well, Coach, we don't get to hear the huddle again, like I mentioned last week, but what did you say to the guys after the game?
I mean, once I told them I was proud of their effort, proud of those guys for not giving up. But, we just got to remember that feeling and hopefully never feel that again and come ready Monday, come ready to work at practice. I wanted those guys to know that was a good football team they lost to. That wasn't somebody that just came in here and we played a bad game, and I gave credit to St. Augustine and I gave credit to us for playing that hard against them. St. Augustine was just a better team that night, and we got to get better if we want to perform at a high level and go deep in the playoffs and everything. Then we've got to work harder, and that was what we said to them. Wanted to get them back to the facility, and it's a short turnaround. We played on a Saturday night. Sunday we had off as players, and the coaches met and put together a game plan for this week, homecoming week. And then we play Friday night, so we're down a day. And we just want these guys to respond this week, and they've done a really good job at practice.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, adversity sometimes can be a good thing. I mean, if you knew everything, how much better would you be? How could you?
That's right.
We're going to learn from failure.
That's right. That's the message. A pretty good coach said that, and he just experienced another loss. But Nick Saban said you can never waste a loss. You always got it. It's always a teaching moment. It's always a time to learn, and we've definitely got to use that. Use this as a teaching moment for our guys, and maybe it's a wake up call. Maybe it's like, hey, we're not as good as we think we are, and now we, a little bit of humble pie, and got to come ready to work this week.
Well, looking at the schedule at the beginning of the season, I said, man, it's tough. I said, these right. few games are tough. If we can navigate this and be 2-1, I'll take that. And of course, I wish we'd have played one more game, but we won at one. So we only have one loss looking at that tough schedule we had. I'll take that.
That's right. I mean, you look at our non-region opponents. We schedule Camden, they're 7-18. We schedule Winter Park out of Florida, who's always a state playoff team. And then schedule in the Border Wars, we get St. Augustine, who's picked to win it. I mean, you look at those three opponents right there, and I mean, that's iron sharpens iron, and that's why we play those teams, to see what we got up front, and then we'll see where we can be tested. So it's only gonna make us better, You can't be afraid to lose playing good competition. I mean, if you're going to play tough teams like that, you've got to be willing to lay everything on the line and play those teams hard to see what you have. So.
Well, I think we checked the box there. We have a tough schedule. We played a tough team, and we played them hard. I didn't see a lot of penalties. There's always a few. But I think you got this team. There's something to be said for peaking at the right time. Of course, we're early in our season. We've only played two games where everybody else has played four. So we're still trying to figure some things out. But there's something to be said for, I think, peaking at the right time.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. You know, a lot of the teams that we're playing in the next few weeks are either going to have one or two games on us because of, the bye week, the cancellation, the hurricane. We've got to get better. We've got to get better in practice. You know, we still get the same amount of days in practice that everybody else does. So we've got to make those reps count, and we got to get more game-like type atmosphere, reps. And our guys are doing a great job at practice. I think the intensity in practice was really high this week. So guys are really, really working hard, and that's what we wanted our team to do this week, is respond to this loss.
Very good. Well, Coach, let's talk about the game. For our first series, we get the ball first, don't do much with it, we had to punt, and we give it right back to them. They go right down the field on us. They run that hurry up, and they look really good at that hurry up. We kind of got caught a little bit because they were snapping the ball and our guys were looking over at coaches looking for a play. How did Coach Tedder, what did he do? Did he make some kind of adjustments?
We just had to settle in and get lined up faster. I think they were in tempo, their offense is a high tempo offense. We got to get lined up, we got to get in our stance, get set. He got their attention, and once we started to settle in, and everything was good after that, and we started playing. But definitely they used the tempo for their advantage. And, for our defense to get back on the field, we had some three and outs and put them back on the field. Everybody was still in shape. I think we didn't have a lot of guys cramping. We had maybe one or two, but not as many as have seen in the past. So we just got to keep getting better at that. Keep reaching out, being hydrated, stretching, and keeping our bodies in tip-top shape.
More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simons Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Financing available 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Well, Coach, on our next series, after we at the St. Augustine scored, we go right down the field to Big Hezekiah Kent, and he's a problem for folks. People just getting out of his way, and let me tell you, he's fun to watch.
Yeah,
we got some plans for him to run the ball some more.
Oh yeah, definitely. He's definitely always in the game plan, and I think what he brings to the table is, like I said before, 6'6", 270. You don't want to keep hitting that all night long. You're gonna have some shoulder issues, and you're just gonna get tired of doing that all night long. And you know, we get in that single wing package, and it provides some things for us in the run game that we could get going. I think that was one of the biggest things that out of our regular formations. St. Augustine was giving us some fits in the run game, so we had to go back to something and throw a wrinkle in there. And he did a really good job of hitting the hole, creasing it inside, running inside the tackles. He had a really good game in the run game. I think he went over for 100 yards and definitely helped us move the ball down the field.
So how's he doing? He looked like he was sucking wind. He might have been nursing some injuries over there on the sideline after three or four series.
He might have been a little bit tired, but he's good. He's been practicing all week. Really worked on his blocking this week as a tight end, and then he's still doing a really good job in our single wing package.
He's only a sophomore, correct? He's
right.
15 years old.
15 years old.
And, he's a big player, and I'm sure he's getting some looks at some schools.
Yes, sir. He's got some offers from some schools, and but he's got to be focused on his grades right now. He's got to be focused on getting in the weight room and just doing everything we asked him to do. He's a great kid, high character kid, and we just got to keep moving forward with him.
Very good. Well, Coach, talk to me about the snapper, the center, because we get nervous in these stands every time we have to punt and the ball is rolled back to the punter. I think the baseball coach might need to call Fenner and get him on the baseball team.
I think definitely McCain did a really good job of fielding the low snaps and getting the ball off. I think, he was under some pressure and still got the ball off really well. But that was a point of emphasis for sure about our special teams this week is making sure our snaps were, getting back there on time. We weren't, the bad thing is I'd rather have a low snap than a high snap.
Absolutely.
You can feel the low snap, pick it up off the ground. The high ones, when they go over the punter's head, those are really hard to handle, especially McClain. His vertical leaps are not 4 foot, so we got to hit it low and get it in there where he can handle the ball and get the ball off. But yeah, McClain did a really good job. The one thing I'll say about our long snapper, Landon Etheridge, one thing that they did to him when he snapped the ball, they made sure that they had a guide on him, and you can't touch him within 5-10 yards. And that was something illegal that they did to him, that he was getting hit as soon as he picked his head up from snapping. Because, you know, you're supposed to protect the snapper, they got their head down, and then when he releases downfield, you can only touch him after 10 yards, and they were putting somebody immediately on him. And they did that the first time and knocked him down. And so the next time, I think that was in his mind that, hey, you better get the snap down there and get your head up quick because they're about to put somebody on you.
You're listening to the Pirate Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, is that a situation where you would talk to the referee? Hey, man, you guys on my guy here. What's going on?
Definitely, whether it's a punt snap or after a PAT, after a touchdown, the PAT, if they're any time hitting the snapper or jumping over the line, you know, those are things that I just bring to the attention of the officials and let them make the call. But yeah, those are things that definitely we want them to look out for.
Very good. Well, Coach, that when Finneran didn't get off a good punt and kind of let them on the 10 or 15 or whatever it was, I think if that didn't have had to be got a good punt off, maybe they don't score there. That's 7 points we might take off that board.
Right.
So it could have easily helped us out. We were in this game late, and if we took minus that 7, I don't know, maybe something else happened.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Anytime you got a chance to flip the field on special teams, we got to do that. We just got to get better as a unit, as a punting unit, and those were points of emphasis in practice this week. Special teams and just how important they are, just that phase of the game. I thought, you know, you always want to win offense or defense phase of the game. Special teams, definitely if you win 2 out of 3, I think you're sitting in a good position to win the game. And those are things we definitely got to get better at.
Well, Coach, it was pretty exciting at the end of the game because we were still in it. Had Grant out there running, scrambling, throwing the ball, threw a touchdown to Waseem, who's a freshman. It's you got to be pretty excited about some of this talent you got coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Both these guys are young guys, so you're going to have them for another
years. You know, Waseem had not only his first touchdown as a varsity player, but a second touchdown as well, running in between the tackles. And then, you know, he did a really good job of selling the pop pass to him and acting like he was blocking and release, you know, split the safeties and did a really good job of that and getting in the end zone because that guy was right there on his heels. But then again, you know, Grant, you know, threw the touchdown, Waseem threw the touchdown to Caleb Butler at the end of the game, I think with a minute left on the clock. You know, going back, JR, I think he made some really good throws. I think the one throw to Terry for the touchdown in the corner facing the field house, not only was it a great throw, but it was also a great catch by Terry.
That was an incredible catch.
It was only a catch that he could make. Terry also made a big catch that was over the middle. I think he was 10 foot in the air when he caught it. And, you know, he made some really big plays in this game. Once again, Darren Monroe made another play. I think he got us a first down while we were driving, trying to put some things together, you know, to keep the chains moving.
Darren Monroe, now tell me about him. That's the first time I've heard his name.
Yeah, Darren Monroe's our X receiver, usually on the left-hand side of the ball. He's a big track guy, plays basketball. He's a great athlete. He's also the guy who returned one of the punts one of the kickoffs down our sideline, and then almost broke. I think we were one block away and almost broke it. Terry had a big punt return down to maybe the 10-yard line, I believe. You know, came down our sideline. But those guys are definitely in the return game. You know, definitely threats for us.
Absolutely. Well, it could have easily been. We could have easily won that game. I think a couple things go our way, but we were battling late, and that's what matters, and that's what we're going to learn from that. So, well, Coach, give us an injury update because we know we saw in the stands we see JR. He had some ice on his hand,
right.
His throwing hand, left-handed. How's he doing?
Yeah, he practiced today. You know, he went through practice yesterday. He'll practice tomorrow, and that'll be a game time decision on Friday. See where he's at. The biggest thing during the game was gripping the football. I think, you know, yeah, he's left-handed. He's got big hands, but you know, his thumb. I think, you know, he might have hit it on something. And no, the X-ray's negative. You know, everything's good with him. Some other guys had ankle injuries, shoulder injuries. So we'll have some game time decisions on Friday night. But most of these guys have been in practice all week long, and if they can go, they can go. If not, we're just going to, you know, keep them on the sideline and let them keep getting rested.
Well, there was one play we saw JR break free, and he laid the hammer on somebody. And,
yeah, he finally laid, you know, ran somebody over. And, you know, he's 6'5", 220 pounds. And
that could be a weapon.
Yeah, he could fall forward just like Hezekiah.
Absolutely.
I think he's like a baby deer every time he runs. You know, he's trying to get his feet up underneath him.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simon's in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by Max Barbecue. Well, coach, what else on the injury front? Hezzy, how's he doing? Terry Mitchell, Donye, I saw him limping around.
All those guys are fine. You know, Hezekiah is 100%, Terry's 100%. Donye's probably going to be a game time decision. We'll see where he's at. He's practiced this week, so we'll just see where he's at before the game. You know, go out and warm up, see how he is. But yeah, I mean, everything else moving forward, you know, everybody else is healthy.
Very good. Well, coach, we got Islands coming in. Well, can you tell us what are we going to expect from them?
So I can tell you offensively what you're going to expect is definitely a spread offense. We're going to try and spread you out a little bit, you know, passing attack. I think they pass the ball 78% of the time, and then, you know, run the ball 22%. So they're going to try and throw the ball. Hopefully we can get to the quarterback. Hopefully we can tackle better in space. So this would be like just a little review for our test that, you know, we went through this week. Can we tackle in space? Can we get to the quarterback? Things we worked on at practice this week. So this would be a really good challenge for us. It would be a good test for us. And then defensively, I can't tell you what they're going to line up in because they line up in three different defenses. In every different series of the game, you're going to see a 3-3 stack, you're going to see a 3-4, you're going to see an even front. So it's going to be a pretty good challenge for our offensive line and, you know, for the backs to pick up and blitz pick up. So we're just going to have really good communication up front. We've got to have everybody talking to each other and having our center identify the front because they will play every front. You know, all the games that we've seen on film, from film study, they show every front, and they'll show in one game, they'll show definitely multiple fronts. And that's so we've got to be ready for anything.
Is there anything specific that you plan or you want to incorporate into this game? Because it's a game that you feel like you can actually, we're going to work on this because it's a good opportunity to do that.
I mean, definitely, you know, we've got to get something going in the run game. I think we haven't ran the ball. You know, you look back to it. Excuse me, we look back to the Camden game, and we actually ran the ball very well. you know, even on not the wing package, but just our regular offense. And we need to get back to doing that. We need to get back into, you know, running our offense, running with some tempo, play with a little bit of tempo. And then defensively, I think, you know, just our main thing is tackling. I want us to see us tackle well. I want to see us be physical. And then special teams as well. Just make sure we're executing everything, snaps, holds, kicks. And then our effort, I want to say this about St. Augustine. Our effort on special teams on the St. Augustine game was unbelievable. We had guys running down there. We had guys trying to make blocks. And that's the one thing that you're going to have. You know, even though we're making some penalties on kickoff return, whether it be a hold or something, our guys are trying to get down there and trying to put hands on them. And that's one thing I wanted to say about that. So they did a good job with that. We just had to clean up some stuff. And, you know, that's what the message was this week. Not only do how do we respond, but we got a lot to clean up. We've got to make sure, you know, we tackle people. We, you know, get them in a run game, you know, making sure our blocking in the run game is cleaned up. And, you know, we're going to have to communicate this week because these guys are going to line up in different areas. And that's the one thing that we got to do.
Any key matchups that we can look for? Like they had some stud, the receiver, quarterback.
They definitely got our number one is the receiver. He also plays corner or safety for him as well. He goes both ways. He's a really good athlete. He's all over the field. The quarterback tries to distribute the ball to him, but he's all over offense and defense. Definitely, he's a really good player.
Will we see some of our young talent, maybe Nigel or a Wasim sighting?
Hopefully, they'll be able to get out there and play a little bit. You know, hopefully, we're taking care of business and those guys can get in and get some reps. I love to get our young guys some Friday night reps, so whenever they get in, the lights aren't too bright for them, and they can get all the butterflies and nervousness out, you know, once they get in there. Nigel and Wasim actually both played against St. Augustine. They played on our punt team as gunners, and what their job is to do is to run down the field as fast as they can and get to the returner on you know, the punt return team, and either be right there when he fumbles the ball or make a tackle. And I will tell you that Wasim and Nigel were shot out of a cannon and were down there before that guy, the ball was even caught. So they definitely won those two spots, and they're going to keep those two spots.
That's a great weapon to have.
Absolutely.
All right. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, the word of the week was clean.
Right.
That's what I heard anyway. So has it been a clean practice, and will it be a clean game?
I tell you what, we had a really good practice today. I had everything was cleaned up in the run game on the inside. We had some good clean tackles. I had my inbox from emails from teachers were clean. I think that was a big thing I wanted to see done, is make sure our guys are taking business serious in the classroom and making sure that, you know, they're getting their work done and they're not playing around. But there was so much that we had to clean up, and they've done a good job this week of, you know, really taking things serious. And we've had a little bit of fun at practice. You know, I think we've ended the last 2 days with some guys catching some punts. We had O-line and D-line catch some punts the other day, and we put some gassers on the line for it, every drop that we had. We had to run across the field, and today we had zero gassers. The linebackers and running backs went, and everyone fielded a punt. And it was good to see the team really rally behind those guys and have a good time.
That's great, Coach. Well, it's homecoming week. Any got a pep rally planned for Friday?
I think there's a pep rally for Friday. I know there's a parade tomorrow afternoon. Our freshmen are actually going to go play Athlin County tomorrow at 5:00. And that was just recently situated with Athlin. I talked with Coach Mullis, their head coach, and I said our guys would love to play. You know, we haven't played in 3 weeks. They practice really hard every single day. You know, they spend majority of the practice time with us, and then they go over to the grass field with Coach Vaughn and Coach Quimby and run through their drills and get some work against each other. So we're actually having a varsity practice and ninth grade practice is going on at the same time. And so they deserve every chance that they get to play. And I just want to award them that opportunity to have fun. You know, they practice just as hard as we do. And so they should definitely get to play as well. And we're missing a game from the hurricane week. So right. This is kind of a makeup for them so they get a chance to play.
So how about pep rally Friday? We'll do something Friday for the varsity game. You know, when I was a school coach Willis used to grab his megaphone, bullhorn type thing. He'd get everybody fired up. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, I think there's one Friday at school, fourth block, so I definitely think our guys are excited about that. The student body coming out. It's been homecoming week. There hasn't been too many distractions for us. And I've said it before, but our main job for homecoming is to win the football game.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we can enjoy homecoming if we lose a football game. So we've definitely got to be focused on that, have a clean game, and take care of business there.
Well, Coach, will there be a parade? Is there going to be a parade?
Yeah, I think there's a parade tomorrow after school. Our guys, we'll finish up with our stuff, our special teams practice and everything, and then we'll jump out there and we'll walk around for the parade and get there out on Altama and then, turn around right before the neighborhood Walmart and come back to Brunswick High. To see the community come out and support us and know what homecoming is and what it means to a lot of Brunswick High alum. I think that, it's great to see everybody.
So homecoming, blue on over blue?
Yeah, we're going to try and do that.
Okay.
We might have something changed up, but that's...
I know you like to keep that tight to the vest there, so...
Yep. But one thing I want to say real quick, thank you to the families that came out tonight to the radio show. I know we got two of our players here, Aiden Wofford and his family, and Jordan Ruiz and his family. I really do appreciate y'all coming out. This is Jordan's a freshman for us, and Aiden's a junior offensive lineman for us, so definitely appreciate y'all.
Absolutely, appreciate it. Well, Coach, good luck to our Pirates tomorrow. Get them fired up for Friday. Thanks for joining us on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.